thought I had given you too much for a second. Oh, shh. Don't bother struggling. Those ropes are pretty tight. You had a little bit too much to drink last night. But that last drink really knocked you out, didn't it? Did your lips start getting dry? Didn't you notice how sleepy you were getting? Oh, but you always like to drink before bed, don't you? You like to keep the window open while you're drinking, too. That's a little unsafe, don't you think? Anyone could just come in and do whatever they want. Especially with how much time you spent arguing with your wife. She's a pretty little thing, isn't she? Not as pretty as me, but I can see the appeal. Her pretty hair, and those big bright eyes, and God, those tits. I think I have better assets, though. Not that you can tell right now, it's awfully dark in here with the lights off and the curtains drawn. Look at you, all lost and confused. I definitely gave you a bit too much. The others usually think a lot quicker than this. Hey, listen to me. Focus. Tell me something. If I'm here in your bedroom, where's your wife? Where are your daughters? What about your son? I know that he's dorming in a city not too far away from here, but he was coming home to visit, wasn't he? He should be here by now. And your two daughters have been out with their friends all night. You just let them leave the house like that? Anything could happen to such sweet, naive, defenseless girls. Oh, I see your brain is starting to catch up. Asking the real questions now, are you? Well, don't worry about them. They're around somewhere. You should be more worried about what I want from you. Oh, you poor thing. It's not money I want. My dad has more than enough to support me, but if he knew what I was using it for, well, what he doesn't know can't hurt him. You'd like him, I think. You both seem to like the same things. You use the same fancy-ass pens, you drink the same disgusting scotch. That can hurt a child's development, you know. Let you go? No, we can't have that. I did all this work, learned everything about you, memorized your entire schedule just to make sure that we could have this moment together, alone. Call me a bitch again and I'll fucking ruin you. Yes, there we go. That's better. You're quiet now, I don't want to have to use this. Things will go so much smoother if you just follow my instructions. I'm sure you can guess what will happen if you misbehave, can't you? Knives are pretty sharp, aren't they? They slide through skin and muscle so easily. Oh, there we go. That's better. I was getting tired of standing. And straddling you like this is so much more comfortable. Yes, I'm naked. And wet. You can feel me dripping through your boxer skin. You're already getting hard. Am I really crazy? It's not so crazy to know what you want, to take what you want. I've spent a long time learning about you, and we are gonna have so much fun together. I can feel your pulse racing. Your throat's getting dry, isn't it? Oh. You like the way my breath feels in your ear? Oh, you're so eager to play, but so reluctant to admit it. But I can feel your cock twitching against me. You don't like it. I think you're lying to me. Your cock really likes it. Especially when I grind against you like this. And when I kiss your neck, just like this, I can feel you trembling when I run my hands down your chest. Don't you like the way my tits feel when I lean in and press my body all over you? All soft and warm. You do like it. You're so hard right now. No, don't feel embarrassed. No matter how hard they resist, men will always fall over themselves for a hot petite woman. There have been other men, but you're my favorite. You struggle so beautifully, and seeing you powerless beneath me, unable to resist, oh, it makes me so wet. Oh, it's useless repeating yourself. You're not going anywhere. Now, are you going to be quiet like a good boy, or am I gonna have to make you? Good. Good. I'd hate to have to get messy again. Don't worry about what that means. Because you and I, we've got bigger problems to worry about. Stop squirming. You wouldn't want me to accidentally slip and cut something important, would you? There we go. Such a good boy, still hard and ready for me. Getting off is the plan. Oh, you do like me. You twitched so hard when I touched your cock. Do you like how it feels? My soft, small hand wrapped around you? Do you? Be honest. Oh. I know you like it. I'm glad you didn't lie to me. I would hate to have to punish you for lying. Oh, I like the way your breath hitches when I'm stroking you. Slowly. Gently. Your wife doesn't like this, doesn't she? Oh, careful. You jumped rather hard there, and we don't want any accidents, do we? Do you know how long I've been watching you? How much I know about you? Tell me, does this feel good? I know it does. You're shaking. Your wife, she does it like this. Soft and gentle. Do you have fun jacking off at work when she sends you dirty pictures? I told you, I know everything. You get all those sexy pictures from your wife, but instead you spend all your free time looking at your daughters on Instagram, don't you? No need to lie, just be honest. I can tell that you're lying. Your cock gave it away. Does it always pulse like that when you think about your two little girls? There it goes again. You can pretend if you want, I don't mind. But I'm just going to keep my hand on your cock until you're honest with me. No stroking. Just me teasing the tip of your dick. Running my thumb over it. Rubbing my pussy on it. You like that too, huh? You're breathing kind of heavy. I know you can feel the heat from my pussy. I know you can feel how wet I am. Doesn't that turn you on? Don't you want me to keep going? No tears, please. It's such a waste. You want me to keep going, don't you? Yeah? Your dick feels so good rubbing against my little clit. Fuck, you feel amazing. I can make you feel good too, you just have to say it. You like looking at your daughters, don't you? Your tight little asses and those perky tits. Oh, you love thinking about them and their skimpy college outfits and their innocent, bright big eyes. Oh, there we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Oh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. You don't need to be ashamed. That's a good boy. You wanted me to keep stroking your cock all along, didn't you? I guess I can put this down for now, since you're behaving so well. There. Isn't that better? Don't you feel safer without something sharp next to you? Now you can just focus on my hands. Gripping you. Twisting around your cock. Teasing you. Ruining you. You're so big. Please? Please what? All I hear is you begging, but you're not telling me what you want. But I think we both know what you want. And what you want is to come. No. That's not all I need. We have a few more things you need to be honest about. You're so torn up inside, aren't you? You feel so good. You're so tense. You love my soft hands on your cock. But you keep trying to run away. I'm gonna stroke you faster now. Harder. Yes, that's it. Toss your head back for me. No need to be quiet. I can feel your cock jerking. It needs me. Tell me, are both of Yours? Oh, you know exactly what I mean. They both look enough like their mom, but one of them just doesn't seem to have your features. I'm sure you've noticed. I'm sure you know. Oh, why so quiet? It's just you and me here, alone in this room. Go on, say it. Say it. Yes, that's right. Your sweet, loving, caring wife had an affair. Money can't buy love after all, You never told anyone. I wonder what your kids would think. How would they feel? Oh. Come on. A smart man like you, you should know better than that. They're all in college. Someone's noticed something. Oh. And you tried so hard to love them all the same. To keep your daughter from finding out she's a little bastard. Oh. Did I hit a nerve? A little too close to the truth? But you're still so hard. And your cock is ready to come, isn't it? How does it feel? Me fucking with your head and my hands fucking your cock? And you're breathing so fast. I can feel how hot you are. How close are you? Don't fucking lie to me. How close are you? Well, good. I guess we can stop then. Oh, you look stressed. What's wrong? Oh. You wanted to come, didn't you? You wanted to come for me. And you don't even know who I am. Oh, sir. I'm just a sweet, lost little girl in need of some help. Call me a bitch one more time, and you will never see your family again. Now answer the question. Who am I? You don't know? But don't I sound familiar? Don't I feel familiar? Oh, you can't guess? That almost hurts. You'll need to make me feel better now. Yeah. You have a perfect cock. Even if you're not inside me, just grinding against it feels so fucking good to my needy little cunt. I love the way the tip of your cock hits my clit. Your hips are fucking really hard. You're all tied up, being used by a woman you can't even see, and you're still so eager. I love it. All your little man toys and antiques around the house, but in the end, all you need is a tight, wet hole to be happy, huh? Be inside me. I know you've been thinking about it. Your cock is quivering against my pussy. You can pretend I'm your wife if you want. Or would you rather pretend I'm one of your daughters? Please? Please what? I know you weren't gonna say to let you go. You've been such a good participant. What if I just slowly put the tip in? Just like that. Oh, you jumped really hard. You must be dying right now. Do you like how warm it is? How drenched I am? Oh, you want to put the rest of it in, don't you? So, who am I? Who do you want me to be? Still not gonna answer me? That's okay. I can pick for you, Daddy. Fuck. Yes, you're even better than I imagined. God, I can feel you throbbing inside me. That's it. Stop pretending. Stop thinking. Just keep fucking. You want me. You wanted me for so fucking long, and now you're getting fucked by your own daughter. Oh, please get off. What do you think we're doing, Daddy? You are still so close, huh? Which one of us are you thinking about, Daddy? Which one of your sweet little girls are you about to come for? No, Daddy. I want you to come. Yeah. I want you to come in me while I'm riding your cock. Go ahead. I don't mind. No one's watching us. No one has to know. Come for your little girl, Daddy. Fill me up. Make me feel warm inside. Yeah. Oh. That's it. Struggle for me. Ugly, you don't want it. I love it when you struggle like that. It makes your cock hit me just right inside my needy little cunt. Trying to make me come too, Daddy? Fuck, Daddy. You're gonna make me come, Daddy. And I want you to come with me. Come with me, Daddy. Breed me, Daddy. Breed your little girl. Yeah. Fuck, Daddy. Oh my God. Oh, do you hear that, Daddy? Oh, well, I think everyone's awake. We must have woken them up. Of course they're here. I wanted all of us here, together. It's so important to spend time with family after all. There you go. Now you're getting it. Or maybe you knew it was me the entire time, Daddy. You came so hard, and you were so fucking eager. Ugh, don't act so embarrassed. You know you liked it. You liked fucking your daughter's wet little pussy. You loved coming inside me. Inside your own daughter. Huh. Now come on. I'll untie you. And then you can watch while my sister eats your cum from my cunt.